Well, we got a big story here about Walsh College announcing the publication of The Force of Technology. Good timing to talk about this coming out of our stories with Jim Farley and what's happening at Ford Motor Company. But beyond that, because we live in this connected age and of those interconnections, which are very convenient, they can pose some serious threats to organizations, security, data, and for that matter, our way of life. Walsh College's Dr. Dave Skippers is on the other end of my line, one of the co-authors of The Force of Technology, and going to talk to us about this book of information technology and sciences, et cetera. Dr. Skippers, welcome to the Paul W. Smith Show at WJR.
Thank you, Paul. Glad to be here.
This is a perfect timing for this work, this book, which will be, it's available for purchase on Amazon. And it's being used in Walsh's Master of Business Administration, the MBA, Cyber MBA, and Master of Science in Information Technology Leadership curriculum. Tell us about it.
Paul. So this book is designed to help, I'll say, non-technical people wrap their heads around how to use technology, how to innovate with technology, and I'll say definitely based off what you've already introduced, more importantly, how to try to do that in a secure, defensive way to protect your organization.
So what you're starting off with is the premise that most of us really don't understand all of the technology around us. We want to. We want to take advantage of it. And we certainly want to be safe using it.
Yes, that is absolutely correct. A lot of the magic in technology is not necessarily the technology itself. So I'll say, keep in mind that technology is a tool that people use in order to do processes at whatever organization they work at. Those processes are used to accomplish goals for the organization. So if you think about it, technology is just another tool. Now, it's obviously a very powerful and important tool. It has enabled a lot of, I'll say, new capabilities in ways that I'll say I certainly did not imagine 20, 30 years ago. But the real magic in technology is not necessarily having the greatest and latest technology that is out there. It's how do you leverage that and how do you integrate that into your organization, into your overall vision, strategies, and goals in order to accomplish whatever your organization is charged with and focused on.
I read here, Dr. Dave Skippers from Walsh College, that from a technology support perspective, Dr. Skippers has been responsible for technology operations, the technology operations team, ensuring system operations in environments responsible for over $300 million in sales and a technology leader, directing a technology group and security operations supporting 25 sites, 3 operations, and thousands of users in a technologically diverse infrastructure. And, you know, all that might be a little over my head, but the reality is this is what you get at a great university like Walsh College. That is, you get people with real-life experience, not people who are teaching you just because they have a book that tells them what to say. You're teaching these students at Walsh, Doctor, based on what you do.
Yeah, Paul, absolutely. I would definitely plug that. We're a little different institution. We and our programs are very much rooted in what I like to call real world experience. So we're not the vast majority of the professors and instructors at Walsh. They're rooted in long careers of doing the work. So I can tell you right now, one of the goals when I get into the classroom and I'm working with students on how to do cybersecurity, how to do technology, how to lead that, is really focusing on, hey, what are the things that I wish I would have been told when I was in the classroom taking classes, and what were the things I wish that I would have been forewarned about so that when I was out, you know, trying to advance through my career, I had really good strategies and comprehension to make sure that I made the right decisions. I avoided some of the mistakes and things like that. Because frankly, part of what I'm doing is saying, hey, here's mistakes that a lot of people make when they're out working in these careers, and these are the things that you want to avoid. So we do very much. I mean, now I want to be careful. We don't disregard theory and things like that. Theory is important and it has value. But when you pair theoretical knowledge with practical hands-on skill, you get a different skill level. You get a different perception and you get a different ability to navigate, especially in, you know, you just listed, you know, some of my background in history. You get a different ability to operate in pretty complex situations in ecosystems, which is really, I'll say, unfortunately, that's the modern business world today. So we're just trying to make sure that all of the students that work with us are as prepared as they can be to be successful in the careers that they choose.
This new book, The Force of Technology, co-authored by our guest, Dr. Dave Skippers, who was joined by Michael Simcoe, Terry Richards, edited by Jennifer O'Meara. And this is this new book by the Walsh IT faculty that provides cyber risk mitigation strategies for organizations. And I understand the proceeds from the sale of The Force of Technology, which, by the way, you can get on Amazon, and it is being used, as I mentioned, in Walsh's Master of Business Administration, Cyber MBA, and Master of Science in Information Technology Leadership curriculum. The profits are going to a nice cause.
Yes, absolutely, Paul. So we decided that when we went to release the book, that the proceeds, we would donate those to the Leisha Mahone Scholarship. So this is a scholarship for students that pursue IT careers. Leisha was a long-term beloved professor who passed away recently within the last year and a half. So that scholarship has begun, and we decided that we wanted to have a continuing contribution to that to help new students who choose to come to Walsh have an opportunity to get a scholarship and assist them if needed.
In the final minute we have, anything else we need to know? It sounds like things are going well at Walsh.
Things are going well at Walsh. I guess one of the last things I would say is, as we wrap up, if you're looking at current cyber challenges out there today, I know there's a lot of different things on there like Black Matter and stuff. Look at doing the basics right on cybersecurity. That goes a long way. Things like managing passwords well and using multi-factor authentication. So, you know, when you log in, it sends you a text message. Make sure you're using that all the time. That helps mitigate a lot of things.
So, excellent.
And I'll leave it to you, Paul.
Dr. David Skippers, The Force of Technology. Go to walshcollege.edu, walshcollege.edu. Thank you, Doctor. As we continue on the Paul W. Smith Show, News Talk 760 WJR.